Joanna is with us from OSF, and it's been a while since we spoke. How you doing?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Alive and breathing. Although a little under the weather, I may be using some of your services later today, if you know what I mean.
Yes. Well, I hope you get what you need and get better.
Well, that's what you're there for. But anyways, this is an exciting year for the hospital. And I knew it had been there a long time, but not this long. First of all, tell me about the anniversary and what you guys will be doing to celebrate.
Sure. So the 140th anniversary of OSF St. Francis Hospital being established is February 12th of this month. And so that marks when the sisters first arrived to begin offering services to care for patients in Delta County.
So how did the hospital begin? And people are probably familiar with the fact that OSF is part of, a number of hospitals, with, of course, Illinois being the home base. But kind of tell us how we ended up with the hospital here.
Sure. It's a really interesting story. So we are actually the third hospital in the system, if you will, that was established under the Sisters of the Third Order of St. Francis. And what came about was the Delta County Hospital was founded in 1883, and the staff quickly realized that they needed help caring for the needs of the community. And the gentleman who was the mayor and also its attending physician reached out to a Reverend Eugene Butterman at St. Joseph's Church here in Escanaba, and through a connection that Father Butterman had with Sister Barbara Markford, a group of sisters from Peoria agreed to come to the UP to nurse the sick. And what I think is really fascinating is that they arrived on February 12th, 1884, traveling through snow and cold, most likely, to get here, and they signed their agreement that they would help care for patients. And have been here ever since.
So what is planned to celebrate, to commemorate this?
So we have a variety of exciting activities, many taking place in our facility with our mission partners, who are our employees, throughout the week of February 12th to recognize this great milestone. But we also want to share that with our community. And so we have a variety of things happening. February is also American Heart Month. And so on February 13th from 10 a.m. to noon, there's a free blood sugar and cholesterol screening at the YMCA. You don't need an appointment. You don't need to fast. You don't need to be a member. You can simply show up between 10 and noon to have your numbers checked. On February 15th at 4:30 p.m., we have a mass with the bishop who will be here from Marquette at St. Joseph and St. Patrick Catholic Church, going back to our roots and the father who connected us to the sisters who came here. And so there's a mass beginning at 4:30, and then from 5:30 till 7 in the parish hall, which is in the basement, there will be food and fellowship. And we welcome the community to please come and attend, come for the mass, or if you can't make the mass and you would just like to come for the food and fellowship, that's fine too, and we would welcome everyone. And then on Friday, the 16th, we're asking for our community to show their love through a blood donation. And this year, we will be partnering with the YMCA to hold all of our blood drives, and that is from 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. And it is with our partner, the Community Blood Center. They are the sole provider of blood products for the patients at OSF St. Francis Hospital. And you can schedule an appointment or you can walk in, but we would just love to see an outpouring come through blood donations.
Okay, and if anyone missed any of that, our listeners, where can they find more information about what you guys are doing?
Sure, they can go to our website under the community news, and the same information will be posted there, and also check our Facebook page. We have events built out for the mass as well as the blood drive, and you can check the YMCA page as well for other information about the screening and the blood drive.